Cake Talk. WhatsApp us now on 072-567-1567.
Well, we've been hearing all about the patient presenters of RX Radio, the in-house radio station at Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. I think it's time we spoke to one of them, and delighted to welcome to their studio a young man who knows very well what it is like to spend a long time in hospital, and in fact in this very hospital. His name is Mujahid Mwina. He is the sports presenter on RX Radio. It's great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you to Red Cross Children's Hospital as a patient?
When I was 6 years old, my father made fire for Pochi, and then I ran past to close the door, and then all of a sudden the wind came up and blew my clothes alight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you suffered really severe burns as a six-year-old. How long did you have to spend in this hospital having those burns treated?
They told me that I would spend like a month in ICU, but I stayed 11 days there, and inside the ward at C2, they said 3 to 6 months, but I was a month and a half and I was out. With the great help of my mom, she pushed me and never stopped giving up hope.
Mujahid, I mean, you were very young. How much of this do you remember? Do you remember your days in the hospital very clearly?
To be honest with you, I don't really remember because it was like 9, 10 years ago. So it's, I just get like a bit feelings that when I was in ICU, when I woke up, I remember asking for a tin of Coke. Because, yeah, that is all, yeah.
Okay.
And I remember being in hospital, coming from a skin graft, and my mom would tell me, okay, come, your birthday is in April, it's now February, if you want to be out, if you're not out by your birthday, and then you're going to have to stay here alone. And she was like making those threats to help me and bring me up, so yeah. And then I used to, after skin grafts, I used to walk, and my mom used to be my physio on the weekend, so
you, I mean, I know that your mom has played a really pivotal role in your recovery and in keeping you motivated. It must have been very hard for her to watch you go through multiple operations. I think it's more than 50 operations and skin grafts you've had over the years, including a work on your vocal cords, which were also affected by the fire. You were obviously out of school for an extended period. Obviously, that must have affected your studies. Were you able to catch up?
They told me, because I was, the incident happened early in the year in February. So I was recovered, but they said I wasn't fit for school, you see. So when I went back the following year, because I stayed the year out attending hospital, day surgery and things like that. So the next year when I went, they told me I have a choice. I could go to grade 3 or I could stay in grade 2. And then I thought, nah, going to grade 3, it won't be beneficial because I stayed out most of the year. And then I told them, okay, nah, it's fine. I would repeat the year and so that I could catch up and things. But it's right because I went a year earlier to school so that I was back on track, you see. So.
Okay. Now, Mujahid, talking about not being fit for school, when we talk about fitness, you're super fit yourself. You might have, if somebody was to look at you 10 years ago and look at the nature of your injuries and the extent of your injuries, they would never have dreamed that you'd be sitting here talking to me today as a Western Province rugby player. Tell us how your rugby career has grown.
To be honest, I always had a passion for rugby. I used to, when I was younger, my brother used to play rugby and I used to be like, yo, can I also play? I just want to, because I had a love for contact sport. I'm not a fan with soccer because I'm not quick with my feet. You see, so, yeah, then my incident happened and they told me that, okay, now seeing that your skin is in bad condition, because 47% of my body burnt and third degree burnt, so they told me that, because of your skin condition, you will never be able to play rugby. And then I thought to myself, I always had this passion and this love for the sport, and now you're telling me that I can't live with that. It's not going to be me. And then always when I came back for checkups at the day surgery, and then I asked them, can I now play rugby? Can I now play? And then they probably got tired. Then when I was discharged from Red Cross because I was a bit too old. And then they told me, okay, your skin seems fine, you can now play. And that was the best moment ever because I just wanted to play and then...
You wore them down.
Yeah. And then that's when I went for my first trials as Western Province, but I was 13 years old at the time. And I played my first game under 19, so because I was at Stramontain Primary and my brother was at the high school next door. So our school didn't have a rugby team and they only had an under-19 team next door. And then I thought, okay, go with him to training, see how it is. And then I started joining them, playing with them. And then I played my first game as fullback. But then I thought, okay, it's going to be fun. they're just a bit bigger than me, but surely if you know the basics of rugby, you can go nowhere without your legs. And that's what I thought. Okay, you're bigger, you're stronger, but I'm not afraid of you. I'm going to stop you if I have to. And then that's how it all started. Then the following year, I trialed under 15. Then I didn't make it, you see, because I obviously was still learning the game. And then last year I trialed, and then I made it to the next round. And I thought, okay, so we just take it from here, see how it is. And then I trialed again, made it to the following round. And then we were a squad of 30-odd players at UCT training now for the teams. And then Western Province sent two of their elite teams to play against us at City Park. And that's when I thought, okay, this is now when I have to. And they told me, okay, because they had a number 8 of last year that was the captain of the team. So I told him, okay, then use me somewhere else. I just want to play. So you see, because I don't want to come here for nothing. And then they put me on the lock. And then they said, okay, we see you always working, cleaning out and things like that. So, and then they gave me the shot. Then I came home. Then I thought, okay, I gave my best. I'll have to wait for the results. And then the Monday came and I was walking at school and the principal came to me with tears in his eyes and he told me, I have to tell you something. And then I thought, now what is wrong? Did I not make it seem that you're crying? And then he told me, no, you have training later on at UCT because you're one of those that made it for the team. And then I was just extremely happy because that is something that I always wanted. One of my dreams was just to play rugby. And then the perks came as making it into the Western Province team. And yeah, he was extremely lucky because he was extremely happy, the principal. Because I'm the first one in the history of Stramontein High to make it into the Western Province team. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic story. Now, how did you come back to this hospital to take part in RX Radio and become a sports presenter? Did they reach out to you or did you hear about it and reach out to them?
After my incident, I always used to come back to the hospital, visit the wards and see how the physios are doing. And then one day, I got cabs in the foyer and then he spoke to me and then he said, "Hi, long time to see, how are you doing?" And then we spoke a bit about catching up and things like that. And then he brought it up to me. And then he said, because we started a pilot 9 years ago and getting everything started, but then there wasn't funds to start the station, to build the station. And then he got me and he told me, "Right, oh, we have the funds now. Do you look for, are you excited? Would you like to take part in this?" So he told me, "Think, here's the decision. It's for you to decide. Go home, think about it." But before I could go home, I came back to him and I told him, yes, I would love to do it. Seeing that I have a passion for sports and I would like the other people to hear my story and they could learn that not seeing that you have a disability or something, an illness, it doesn't mean your life stops there. You could push forward and reach your dreams, what you have planned for you. So, yeah, that's how it all started.
Exactly what you're doing. Just in closing, how do you feel about what the station is doing for other patients in this hospital? Mujahida, have you had the chance to interact with the people who listen to your show and find out what it means to them?
Yes, now, last month, when I did a show, and then there was actually a child in the hospital who liked my show, and then he said he wanted to meet me. And while I was walking home, his dad came running after me, and it's like, my son is in T1, Leonardo, and he would like to meet you. And then I said, but I was like just leaving. Okay, I would like take a few minutes and go to him. And then I went to him, and he was in an accident, a car accident, and I think his leg, there was something to do with his leg, because his leg was strapped in his arm. So, yeah, and then that's how I met him, and we actually chatted about, and he was more, he liked, he played soccer, but he liked rugby more. But he had to play soccer because his dad them loved it. So I told him, that is not for them to decide. Because if you're going to do it, what they want to do, you're not going to enjoy it. And then it's going to be a waste of time. So you have to do something that you enjoy doing and you would always look forward to doing it. So yeah, and we chatted a few, like for a couple of minutes. And then I went on home. Yeah, so
inspiring patients over the airwaves and also inspiring people on the rugby field, which is where I have no doubt we're going to be seeing more of you in the future, yeah. Mujahid. Our very best wishes. Good luck for the season. And thanks so much for joining us to share your story
today. Thank you very much. It was nice being here.